back
I
on
think
YouTube.
That's the how I originally found you, was I saw that first blog, and I remember thinking that is so cool.
That's Monday, the first time we literally talked about it for the first time, just Aaron and I. On Thursday, we didn't tell Nick because we knew he'd start asking questions, and on the first vlog you see Aaron and I call Nick for the first time and tell him we're doing it, tell him we've hired the team, tell him everything's happened, and not to worry about it. And then we progressively, so in the first, I'd say the first 25, 30 vlogs, Matt doesn't talk at all. Like, we have no interaction, cameraman to staff. And it was very much more of a fly on the wall documentary style. And we did it every day. If you're listening to this and you don't know or haven't seen anything that we've done, like, we literally did it every single day, every working day, Monday to Friday. We released a video that was between 5 and 12 minutes long about the day before. All of our staff, not just me, from intern to account manager to campaign coordinators out in the US, like, everybody got involved. And after about 25 episodes, I think Matt went on the weekend to a conference with Aaron. They just chatted with the camera rolling, and it was gold. It was so funny. It was much more engaging, so much more dynamic, and it was different. What we'd had in the first 25 episodes was a fly-on-the-wall documentary. And people had seen those with all the other documentaries you see on TV and even other things that people have filmed for businesses. Like, people have seen those before. What Matt could bring to the table, which we didn't find out until probably, 3 weeks, 4 weeks in, is that dynamic between behind the camera and on the camera. And that just changed the game. And we built a personality in Matt who allowed the other personalities around the company to thrive, and we found some stars. Like, we found people in our business who would say nothing. They were super quiet, become like amazing characters in this reality TV show that we were creating every single day. Like, think of Shakira in HR, who was super quiet, and now she'd tell Matt to fuck off every time that he pointed the camera in her face. Like, that dynamic was just amazing. And Sam Fowler was an incredible cultural person internally, and kind of continued that on the vlog, and obviously followed Aaron and I's journey in the UK and followed Nick's journey in the US. It was an amazing experience. And yeah, I mean, I wish I did it earlier. I really, really do.
Operationally, how the fuck does that work?
It was so difficult. And there were some days which were so easy. So easy. Like, Matt would do the rounds and we'd have enough within like an hour. We'd have enough to fill the whole day, and you can, clever in the edit, you can make it look like it was the whole day rather than an hour. Other days you're just scrambling around, you have to refilm things, find topics, stitch things together by filming something in the middle to make something else make sense, going back over things, not having anybody of interest talk to you. Like, it was really difficult. And then logistically, Tom would have to take the footage, he'd see it for the first time at 8:30 in the morning the next day, and he'd go through it all by 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock the next day, put it into order, cut things out that were crap, build a first draft by about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And then So I'd go and sit down with him at like 2:30, 3 o'clock to watch it. So that's probably, 7, 8, 9 minutes worth of content I'd watch every day. And then I'd move things around, chop bits, add stuff back in that he thought wasn't right, but I thought was right. And then I'd leave him to it, and then we post it at 6 o'clock every day. And there was no approval. Past sort of, I'd say episode 40, episode 50, there was no approval ever. We just trusted it was going to be good.
Love that.
So that was free reign. Matt could have done, and we'd find out what Matt was up to the next day.
I love that. I think that's one of the biggest blockers, though, for a lot of employers, specifically around the concept of personal branding. Because I think a lot of them know they need to do it. Like, we're not... you can't be sitting there in your B2B castle or your B2C castle and see influencer marketing rise, social media marketing rise, human to human marketing being probably the future of how things are done, and still go, I can't do this. But they're all terrified of what their team's going to say online. So how do you get past that?
I suppose we kind of went into the whole thing thinking, what have we got to lose? There was certain things. It was also like, we didn't want certain people talking about certain things. So we positioned certain, and that's where building characters was the perfect way to do it. And I think the differential between us and other people was that we allowed characters to be built away from it even being talked about work. my, there's some amazing things that I remember, like storylines where Hannah, Heather, and Sam Fowler fall out. And it, the whole thing is captured. They're literally just, they're having a go at each other on camera. And it pans to Hannah in a close-up, and Matt asks her what's happened. And she's like going on a rant saying, oh my God, he took all my chewing gum off my desk. I can't believe it. He's not even replaced it. It's a joke. And it, the camera pans around to about 30 foot over there. And it's Sam with the extra pot of gum. And he just downs the whole lot on camera. And that moment, it just sticks in my mind so much. And nothing to do with work. Nothing to do with influencer marketing. But that's culture. We built an entertainment product. And that's why we weren't so precious about what people said and what people did, because we knew this was an entertainment product that got people to remember who we were and remember us against the crowd. Not necessarily think we're the fucking geniuses, like brain boxes around this. It was kind of by osmosis that they'd accept that we were, just because the fact we were even doing it set us apart. And then we had an entertaining product, which people actually, yeah, they did want to watch it the next day because it was funny. And Matt was super entertaining, and we had amazing characters around the office and storylines and love plot lines. And like, it was just interesting because it was real. And that's why we weren't worried about it at all. Some people have bad days. We didn't want to be we didn't want it to be a collection of talking heads where everything was perfect and the company's amazing and everybody's having a great day.